This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. In this season of the Jewish High Holy Days, music is a very big part of the celebration. And Jewish liturgical music is providing inspiration not only for worshipers, but also for a new generation of jazz musicians in New York. John Kalish reports.
Several years ago, jazz trumpeter Stephen Bernstein got a pickup job playing a wedding. Before the gig started, Bernstein did a little mental rehearsal of one of the Jewish wedding standards he was about to perform.
I'm working on the song Husen Kol Mazel Tov. I don't really know the wedding band songs that well, so I knew I was going to play it with his band. So I just kind of went in the corner. I was like, it's like a New Orleans tune, man. And I was like, I think I want to do a record where, like, I'm mixing up, like, the Jewish music with, like, the New Orleans flavor, you know?
He did. The record is called Diaspora Soul. One of the saxophone players on the recording is Paul Shapiro, who also fronts a band that mixes Jewish music and jazz. Shapiro is especially drawn to liturgical melodies.
There's a tremendous resonance in some of those melodies that has allowed them to stay so long that people change and write new ones and come back to the old ones because they make us feel good and have a quality that we want to keep returning to. We don't exactly know why.
Paul Shapiro's band, Midnight Minion, and Stephen Bernstein's band, Diaspora Soul, are part of a scene in downtown New York City that revolves around composer and saxophonist John Zorn. He's devoted one of his record labels to the experimental Jewish music he calls radical Jewish culture. All of the musicians involved try to reinterpret traditional music or create new work with a Jewish flavor. Percussionist Roberto Rodriguez adds Latin rhythms. Rodriguez was born in Cuba to Catholic parents, but grew up in Miami where he played drums in Yiddish theater and at Jewish weddings and bar mitzvahs.
I've been playing all different types of Jewish music for so long, and Cuban music and rock and pop and you name it. But then I was sort of like drawn to this small community that was doing this radical Jewish stuff, and I was like, what is this? And why is it radical? And I'm a radical kind of guy. I can do something that let me give it a shot, let me try.
Rodriguez created El Danzón de Moisés, which translates literally as the Dance of Moses. But Rodriguez says think of the way a Cuban band in the 1940s would sound playing Jewish music. El Danzón de Moisés features compositions by Rodriguez, but both Paul Shapiro and Stephen Bernstein use religious melodies, and that's likely to rub some observant Jews the wrong way, says George Robinson, a music critic for Jewish Week newspaper.
Certainly there are people who are going to be very upset that these guys are taking liturgical music and using it as a jumping off point for jazz improvisation. You have to look at it from the other perspective. These musicians are taking music that they feel an emotional attachment to and playing it with real love and giving to it, bringing to it what matters the most to them, which is their creativity and their creative energies.
What Paul Shapiro and Stephen Bernstein are doing actually comes from a long Jewish tradition, says music critic George Robinson. Only today's musicians are taking religious music into the secular realm. Their ancestors moved in the opposite direction.
The Hasidic movement acquired a lot of the melodies that it uses, that it set sacred texts to, and what they did was they adopted and adapted a lot of popular non-Jewish tunes that they heard around them in Eastern Europe, you know, marching tunes and from the Eastern European armies, and songs that they heard, you know, Polish peasants singing in the field. And they took that music and applied it to sacred text.
Saxophonist Paul Shapiro says that in one case, the sounds of worship reminded him of free jazz. He describes the sound of prayer inside an Orthodox synagogue.
People, when they're praying, or davening as it's called, they sort of sing or hum to themselves for a little while, and then they go completely silent. And so they're praying, and they step out, they step back, they're intermingling with the prayers around them. Everybody's moving forward, but at different speeds, and they're kind of collectively praying, not together. And I said, this sounds a lot to me like sort of a Ornette Coleman approach to free jazz, you know, when everybody is kind of telling their own story at the same time, and they're overlapping, and they're communicating with each other, and they're not communicating with each other at the same time. And that's a kind of a prayer approach, you know.
Shapiro's music and that of Roberto Rodriguez and Stephen Bernstein is hard to define. John Zorn may call it radical Jewish culture, but one thing it is not, says Bernstein, is klezmer.
See, a lot of people say, oh, I heard your klezmer record. I said, well, I didn't make a klezmer record. In fact, I never played klezmer music in my life. See, klezmer music is a style of Jewish music. That's one of the styles. And at this point, now, the stuff we're doing is a style of Jewish music. The klezmer was about the rhythm of its time. You know, that real fast, dun-dun-dun-dun. That's not my rhythm, man.
Bernstein's interpretation of Jewish melodies is not exactly the kind of music most Jews will be listening to during the High Holy Days. But Bernstein, Paul Shapiro, and Roberto Rodriguez will be playing a concert Wednesday night at New York's Museum of Jewish Heritage. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.